This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Listening to the concerns of Illinois farmers and agriculture community leaders, Treasurer Michael Frericks has made some important improvements to the Ag Invest program to better address the needs of today's Illinois farmer. The Ag Invest program partners with approved financial institutions across the state to provide qualified farmers and agriculture professionals below market interest rate loans to start or enhance their farm operations. In an effort to ensure the program was providing the best lending practices, the Treasurer's Office made changes to the program. The changes went into effect on January 1. Under the changes to the Ag Invest program, loan amounts will increase to $400,000 per farmer and $800,000 per farm operation, up from $300,000 per farmer and $600,000 per farm operation. The allowable spread will increase from 3.5% to 3.75%, and the annual operating line of credit program will operate on a calendar year instead of the fiscal year. The long-term program loan amount will increase to $300,000, up from $200,000, and loan terms in refinancing existing loans will be easier. These programs help farmers pay a reduced interest rate on their annual operating loans or investments on major expenses like machinery, building construction, and irrigation systems. Since 2008, the Ag Invest program has loaned more than $1 billion in annual and long-term loans, making Ag Invest one of the most expansive loan programs in the nation. For more information about the changes to the program, contact the Treasurer's Office at 217-558-6217 or visit www.illinoistreasurer.gov and click on Programs. The Bureau of Environmental Programs at the Illinois Department of Agriculture has announced 7 cities will host certified livestock manager training workshops. The workshops provide Illinois livestock producers the manure management training they need to meet the requirements of the state's Livestock Management Facilities Act. The workshops will be held throughout the state beginning February 9th in Bloomington and conclude on March 9th in Springfield. Workshops are also scheduled to be held in Effingham, Breeze, Galesburg, Freeport, and Sycamore. The Livestock Management Facilities Act requires facilities with 300 or more animal units to have at least one employee certified in proper manure handling procedures. Facilities with 300 to 999 animal units, the employee either must attend a workshop or pass the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Certified Livestock Manager exam. Employee of facilities with more than 1,000 or more units must do both to achieve certification. To register for a workshop, call the University of Illinois Extension at 217-244-9687 or go online to www.livestocktraining.com/register. The cost is $30. If more than one employee from the same farm signs up, each registration after the first will cost $20. The workshops will use the instructional manual for the National Livestock and Poultry Environmental Stewardship Curriculum, which can be purchased at the time of registration for $67.50, including shipping and handling. The manual can also be purchased on compact discs for $32.50. The curriculum is available for free online at the Extension's Livestock Training website. Please note, if you have a manual or CD from 2003 or newer, you will not need to purchase a new one. Employees also have the option of taking 5 online quizzes. Passing them is the equivalent of attending a workshop, but does not substitute for passing the Certified Livestock Manager exam. There is no charge to take the quiz online other than the cost of the manual. To register for the online program option, go to web.extension.illinois.edu/LFMM/CLMT. Any questions relating to the online program can be directed to Morgan Hayes at 217-244-8179. On the day of the workshop, registration will be open at 8:30 a.m. with the training program starting promptly at 9 a.m. The complete schedule of workshop dates and locations includes February 9th at the McLean County Extension Office in Bloomington, February 10th at the Effingham County Extension Office in Effingham, February 11th at the Clinton County Extension Office in Breeze, February 16th at the Illinois Pork Expo at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield, February 23rd sees it at the Knox County Extension Office in Galesburg, February 24th, Stevenson County Farm Bureau in Freeport, February 25th, the DeKalb County Farm Bureau in Sycamore, and March 6th at the Illinois Department of Agriculture in Springfield. The average consumer today may be 3 to 4 generations removed from the farm, but they are far from indifferent when it comes to knowing how their food gets to the table. People want the facts about their food, and being entrusted with those facts can help increase their trust in farmers, ranchers, and other suppliers throughout the food chain. A recent survey by the Center for Food Integrity uncovered this key to growing consumer trust in agriculture: transparency. Consumers are eager to learn more straight from the farm, and the start of a new year is a great time to consider which of the top stories you can bring to the table in 2016. First, explain why you grow what you do. A short post on Facebook or Twitter is a great way to show the pride you take in your brand of agriculture. One of the most direct ways to help consumers understand the value in all types of agriculture is to hear farmers discuss how they choose to grow what's on their land. Do you grow conventional crops, organic, GMO? Talk about how the type of soil you work on, your local climate, and your family's well-being all factor into these choices. Weave your farm story into the larger story of agriculture in your community and state to help consumers understand how all farmers work together to keep healthy and affordable food on the table. Second, show how you keep your animals safe and healthy. Many consumers are simply unaware of the in-depth expertise and careful planning that goes into developing nutrition and treatment plans for livestock. Talk about how you work with veterinarians and nutritionists to ensure your animals are getting the best treatment and diet to meet their needs. Explain the housing options you've chosen for keeping your animals safe and healthy. A quick Instagram post can go a long way in showing the clean and safe conditions you work so hard to provide in order to keep your livestock safe from the elements. Third, describe what goes into keeping food safe. Food safety is a top concern for consumers, trailing behind concerns for cost of food, healthcare, and energy. The Center for Food Integrity polled a sampling of consumers and found 62% ranked food safety highest on their list of concerns, ahead of food supply and animal care. Of course, this really isn't surprising. We all want safe food. While you can't control what happens beyond your farm, you can talk about the strict procedures you follow to produce safe and affordable food. Remind consumers that you're feeding what you grow to your family and neighbors, and that safety is your top priority for your family and theirs. The pride you take in producing safe and healthful food can shine through in posts you share from harvest to the dinner table. Fourth, discuss how you conserve natural resources. As those who care for the land and local environment hands-on 24/7, who better to tell the story of the careful work you do to conserve water and protect the soil and native species? Farmers have a great story of success in reducing environmental impact and should share it proudly. Have you developed plans with your local conservation district, reduced pesticide use through GM seeds, can cut back on water or fertilizer through upgrades in technology? Let it be known that while others are talking about environmental stewardship, you're actually doing something about it. And fifth, tell your tale of tradition and sustainability. Whether you're a sixth-generation farmer or the first in your family, you can share the importance of working together for the good of agriculture. Talk about how the choices you make today are influenced by years of tradition or by your desire to pass the farm legacy on to the next generation. Consumers are looking for answers. Even if they disagree on finer points in the end, resolve to boost the voice of agriculture by keeping your message simple and straightforward in 2016. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.